You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
It's me, Birdie, the conductor of the story train. I'm the one that wears a green baseball cap with a little white birdie on the front and my favorite overalls. All aboard the story train. Find a comfy seat. We're about to leave the station, and you know what that means. We're going someplace new. One whistle, we're on our way. I wonder where Story Train will lead us this time. We're entering the Rainbow Tunnel. Hold on, everyone. It's off to far, far away. This is so exciting. Just on the other side of the short Rainbow Tunnel lies our destination. That was quick. We're already at the end of the tunnel. Oh, I know this place. We're beside a stream in the middle of a beautiful wood. Today's story is about a woman who depends on her wits to save herself and her child. It's called Rumpelstiltskin. By the side of a wood, in a land far, far away, ran a crystal clear stream. And beside this stream, there stood a mill. Do you know what a mill is? A mill is where grain is turned into flour. This mill was owned by the miller, and the miller had a very beautiful daughter. She was also very shrewd and clever. And the miller was so proud of her that one day he bragged to the king of the land, who often enjoyed walks in his wood, that his daughter could do anything, even spin straw into gold. Now the king was very fond of money, and when he heard the miller's boast, his greediness could not be contained. He swiftly sent for the miller's daughter to be brought before him. Then he led her to a chamber in his palace, where there was a great heap of straw, and gave her a spinning wheel, and said, "All this straw must be spun into gold before morning, or else." The miller's daughter explained in vain to the king that it had only been a silly boast by her father, and that she could not really spin straw into gold. But the king would hear none of it. He insisted that she do the task. Then the chamber door was locked, and she was left alone. She sat down in the corner of the room and began to bewail her hard fate. when all of a sudden the door opened, and a droll-looking little man hobbled in and said, "Good morrow to you, my young lass. What are you weeping for?" "Alas," said she, "I must spin this straw into gold, and I do not know how." "What will you give me," said the hobgoblin, "to do it for you?"
"My necklace," replied the maiden.
He took her at her word, and sat himself down to the wheel, and whistled and sang, round about, lo and behold, reel away, straw into gold." And round and round and round the wheel went merrily. The work was quickly done, and the straw was all spun into gold. Well, when the king came and saw this the next morning, he was greatly astonished and very pleased. But his greedy heart wanted more still, and so he shut up the poor miller's daughter again with even more straw to spin into gold. Oh, she didn't know what to do, and sat down once more to weep, when again the hobgoblin opened the door and said, "What will you give me to do your task?"
"The ring on my finger," said the miller's daughter.
So her little friend took the ring and began to work at the wheel again, and whistled and sang, round about, lo and behold, reel away, straw into gold," until long before morning all the work was done again. The king was thrilled to see all this glittering treasure the next morning, but still this greedy monarch did not have enough. So he took the miller's daughter to yet a larger heap of straw, and he said,
"All this must be spun into gold tonight, and if it is, you will be my queen."
As soon as she was alone, the hobgoblin came in again and said, "What will you give me to spin gold for you this third time?"
"I have nothing left," said the miller's daughter sadly.
"Then," said the little man, "say you will give me the first little child that you have when you are queen." And because the miller's daughter had no other way to get her task done, she said she would do what he asked. Round went the wheel again to the old song, and the hobgoblin once more spun the heap of straw into gold. The king came in the morning, and finding that all he wanted was there, he was forced to keep his word. So he married the miller's daughter, and she really did become the queen. When her first child was born, she was very glad. By this time, she had forgotten what she'd promised to the hobgoblin. But one day, he came into her room where she was sitting playing with her baby and reminded her. Then she grieved sorely at her misfortune and said she would give him all the wealth of the kingdom if he would leave her child alone. But her pleading was in vain, until at last her tears softened him just a little bit, and he said, "I will give you 3 days, and if during that time you tell me my name, you may keep your child." Now the queen lay awake all night, thinking of all the odd names that she'd ever heard, and she sent messengers all over the land to find out new ones. The next day the little man came, and she began her guessing with Timothy, Ichabod, Benjamin, Jeremiah, and all the names she could remember. But to all and each of them he said, "Madam, that is not my name." The second day, she began with all the comical names she could think of. Bandy Legs, Baggy Pants, Crooky Dooky, and so on. But the little gentleman still said to every one of them, "Madam, that is not my name." The third day, one of the messengers came back and said, "I have traveled 2 days without hearing of any other names. But yesterday, as I was climbing a high hill among the trees of the forest where the fox and the hare bid each other good night, I saw a little hut, and before the hut burnt a fire, and round the fire a funny little hobgoblin was dancing upon one leg and singing,
Merrily the feast I'll make, tomorrow brew, tomorrow bake. Merrily I'll dance and sing, for next day will a stranger bring. Little does my lady dream, Rumpelstiltskin is my name. When the queen heard this, she jumped for joy, and as soon as the hobgoblin came, she sat down upon her throne and called all her court around to enjoy the fun, and she held her baby in her arms. The hobgoblin began to chuckle at the thought of having the poor child to take home with him to his hut in the woods, and he cried out gleefully, "Now, lady, what is my name?" "Is it John?" asked the queen playfully. "No, ma'am." "Is it Tom?" she teased. "No, madam." "Can your name be Rumpelstiltskin?" said the queen slyly.
"Ah, some witch told you that, some witch told you that," cried the little hobgoblin, and stamped his right foot down in such a rage that it went so deeply into the floor he was forced to grab it with both hands to pull it back out again. Then he turned and left, while the queen laughed with relief and the baby crowed happily, and all the court jeered at the hobgoblin for having had so much trouble for nothing, and everyone said, "We wish you a very good morning and a merry feast, Mr. Rumpelstiltskin." It's time for us to head back to Pflugerville. Here comes the Rainbow Tunnel. Come back and see me again. You never know where the story train will take us. And if you like stories, search for Go Kid Go wherever you listen, and you'll find lots of great adventures. See you next time.
Go Kid Go.
Do you like to laugh? Who am I kidding? Who doesn't like to laugh? So, okay, if you love to laugh, you'll love Don't Break the Rules. It's a hilarious comedy improv podcast where the voice actors make up their lines on the spot and try to be the only actor who doesn't break the rules. These talented actors are great at coming up with silly scenes and stories when they follow the rules for the episode. And it gets even sillier when they accidentally break the rules. The stories are guided by suggestions from kids like you, and the episodes feature laughs, burps, and the occasional unicorn. So if you'd like to giggle and play along, be sure to listen to Don't Break the Rules wherever you listen to podcasts.